This is a People First Radio podcast.
We're going to stay with the theme of food helping people move forward, but we'll head down island from Nanaimo to Victoria. That's where you'll find Imagine Studio Cafe, which was recently recognized with a Mental Health and Substance Use Community Service Award from Island Health. To learn more about the work they do, I spoke with the cafe's managing director, Dorothy Morrison.
We are a cafe classroom, so we work with young men, women, varying abilities, different cultures, transgender, those that need support, so day-to-day. So we work with different agencies, police, justice, law enforcement, and we give people a chance to get themselves off the street, to make a difference in their own life, and basically we open the door. We teach them how to grow food, cook from scratch, and be a part of a business.
And there's a six-month internship. What does the program look like? What kinds of skills are they working on over those 6 months, and what do they maybe leave with?
A lot of times what will happen is that individuals that need support will have skills-based training from different agencies. They'll walk away with certificates in food safe or barista training, first aid, some culinary skills, but they don't have a place to practice. So we take those that have been through a program and we make it an experiential training. So they use those skills in the cafe. So they learn how to grow, they cook from scratch and be a part of a business.
So Imagine Studio Cafe, it's like a cafe that anyone could go to, walk in and have a typical cafe experience, order something, and the folks who are preparing the food are taking part in this program?
Yes, they are. So just from years of experience working with different agencies, I'm a program manager designing programs for crime reduction for youth at risk or adults at risk, addictions, mental health, suicide prevention, gangs, drugs, and guns. I saw a growing need that we needed to do something more. There's a lot of talk, but not a lot of action. So we needed to try to make a difference. When I traveled, I saw cafes around the world where it was a place that I gravitated towards. I felt safe. I felt like, you know, I could go there and not know anybody and make some new friends. It was easy. So I thought at some point we could do this here. Why can't these kids or these people that need support come and be a part of a business? We can get them off the street. We can get them some income. And we can teach them some survival skills. They can learn how to cook a bit. They just need an egg and some flour, and they've got some pancakes or bread. They don't need to dumpster dive. They don't need food handouts, you know, free things. They can be sustainable. So why can't we as a community design something that makes this possible? And we set out to do that. So we work with the police, we work with the judges, probation, different agencies. And when they see somebody that's hopeful to get off the street, they send them to us. Initially, we had a group of young men and women, all genders and all abilities, all cultures, come. And what we did was we created this space, and it was exciting. And they wanted to cook, and they learned new things, and they learned how to serve people together. But what I noticed was that what we did was we brought a gang from the street to the cafe. And we didn't have enough support systems for them, mentors. And we also created friendships. And when those friendships started to grow, their barriers came down. And what we saw was the raw, natural, inside, traumatized self. And how are we going to deal with that? So we designed the Imagine You training program with a case management team to help them. So we have the justice, we have social workers, we have colleges, universities, lawyers, businessmen and women come together and provide a support that we externally, you know, could not find right away. So we built our own. And internally, at that time, we didn't have it. So that's where Imagine You training came in. So we designed a six-month training program. It was a paid internship And we have a waiting list, and we still get so many people that want to come to it. It's amazing. It's phenomenal. And they learn how to be a part of a business. We have some workshops, some hands-on experiential training. They learn how the baking. They learn cooking by fire, barista. They learn accounting, marketing. And we use like a prerequisite to callers. And we hope that they take that information and they find out who they are, what they might want to do, and take it to the next level. So really, we just opened a door, hoping that they'll find, you know, change the way they live.
This is People First Radio. I'm speaking with Dorothy Morrison of Imagine Studio Cafe in Victoria. Morrison calls Imagine a cafe classroom. It offers employment to young adults who may otherwise face barriers due to mental health, addiction, and homelessness. Imagine's work was recently recognized by Island Health with a Mental Health and Substance Use Community Service Award. What have been some of the things you've seen from people who have done the program? You know, either where they land after the internship or just what they're like day to day having completed the program versus when they came in.
Confidence, self-esteem. They feel like they belong. They feel loved, respected by customers. Maybe once upon a time when they were on the street, people wouldn't even look at them. Now the customers come in, they talk to them, they call them by name. Their communication has improved, their passion. And we have five of them that are actually going to college right now. One is going to be a chartered accountant. We have a young man that's learning how to read and write. One in hospitality management. One in the child care program at Camosun. And a few at university. So it's pretty amazing to see. There's some sad stories, but we keep the door open, and hopefully one day they'll come back and try again.
And you mentioned earlier on that part of the reason you wanted to do this was you felt like there was a lot of talk maybe about helping people, but you wanted to see more action. What was the process of taking that action like? Was there anything you learned in doing that, you know, if other people are thinking the same thing and they want to do something, any advice you'd have for them on how to actually do it?
Take a leap of faith. We do have a lot of talk. There are a lot of great programs out there. They're supported by the government, and when the government funding runs out, they're perhaps not going to continue it, or they shift their priorities based on various reasons. And so that great program ends. Look for other funding sources, creating a sustainable revenue program. We are a business. We are a cafe. So we generate revenue from our business, like any other cafe.
And is that something you've been able to do? Have you been able to kind of find revenue from the cafe to kind of keep this program going without being constantly, you know, waiting to hear about the next grant as a, like a, will we survive?
Absolutely. There's a lot that we do as a family. We do lots of investment funding through family corporations, or just learning how to market better and have people come in and, be a customer, encourage them that way rather than, you know, asking for a grant. There's a lot of energy that goes into grant. There's a lot of organizations out there that request funding, that need help, need support. Why can't we create a business that's sustainable?
And you've recently been recognized with, from Island Health, their Mental Health and Substance Use Community Service Award. Can you tell me what it was like seeing that recognition?
Oh, my goodness. I was shocked. I didn't know that the award program was out there. We keep our heads down. We keep going. And when I heard about it, I was honored. And, just like, wow, really? We're just working away, you know? So, yeah. Just a cafe.
Is there anything you'd want people to know about either folks who live in Victoria or folks who might be down in the area? Anything you'd want them to know about the cafe or anything you'd suggest or reasons why they might want to check it out?
It's amazing food. Our team creates this amazing food. I don't know if you've seen some pictures. The food and the service, and you're helping people. You're making somebody's day. A lot of times they'll look at me and say, somebody bought my cookies. They actually liked my cookies and they're excited. And isn't that success? If you make somebody smile or make them stand tall for a moment, that's how we measure success.
This isn't the only conversation I'm having about food as a kind of way to help people move forward this week. What do you think it is about food that that is able to kind of be a catalyst for helping people?
Well, we know food is essential, right? And we talk about food security, but in our position here, we're looking at food sovereignty. And that means growing it, nurturing it, and knowing that it's a blessing, and that lends towards our sustainability. And overall, food is unity. It brings people together. No matter what culture, you know, what ability you have, food is essential. And so that's it unifies us as a group of people. It creates, you know, an episodic memory of something, a smell or a good time we had over, you know, a muffin or a good cup of coffee somewhere in the world.
What's been the response maybe from the public, from folks who have come in? Have you been able to see some of those stories of people maybe being unified over food?
Yes, absolutely. Quite often, you know, they'll see something on the menu or see something in the bakery case and they'll say, you know, I remember, you know, or they'll bring a recipe for us from their time, right? And we do have a cookbook of recipes from our team. They brought their favorite recipes to cook to help us build the menu on the cafe. So, you know, it might have been Auntie So-and-so's muffins or my favorite chocolate chip cookies, a memory that they've traveled.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with the public about your work?
Well, I'm very grateful for the recognition from the community awards from Island Health. It takes a lot of us, though, and it's to change the way we see the world. That's going to make the difference. It's not always about helping someone that's been traumatized or going through a hard time. But it does make a difference if we step up to the plate and we help them as citizens. It's not a government responsibility. It's our responsibility together. So let's see the world through a new lens.
Dorothy Morrison is the managing director of Imagine Studio Cafe in Victoria. Imagine offers employment to young adults who may otherwise face barriers due to mental health, addiction, and homelessness.
People First Radio, People First Media, and People First Stories are community media projects of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society and are produced in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed do not necessarily represent the views of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society or its broadcast, podcast, and social media partners.